WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Harrisonburg City Council moves one step closer to eliminating a controversial fee on inmates at the Rockingham County Jail. The Middle River Regional Jail will have a new superintendent beginning in June. And does the brain drain from southwestern and southside Virginia show signs of reversing? This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, May 17th. Harrisonburg's City Council has moved one step closer to eliminating the so-called keep fee at Rockingham County Jail. The Harrisonburg Citizen reports that in a unanimous resolution this week, the council voted to ask Rockingham County Sheriff Brian Hutchison to explore eliminating the $1 per day jail fee. The keep fee is not mandatory, but those who want to access the commissary for extra food or items is charged. Hutchison said last fall that the local jail collects as much as $125,000 every year from the fees. The resolution also asks to look at ways to address the disproportionate cost to women relocated to Middle River Regional Jail during renovations at the Rockingham-Harrisonburg Regional Jail. The Middle River Regional Jail will have a new superintendent beginning in June. The jail's authority board on Wednesday unanimously approved the naming of Jeffrey Newton to head the facility near Stanton. Newton will replace Jack Lee, who was dismissed in December over concerns about the administration of the facility. The jail serves Waynesboro, Stanton, and Harrisonburg cities in the counties of Augusta, Highland, and Rockingham. It currently houses more than 900 inmates. Newton most recently served as the superintendent of Riverside Regional Jail in Prince George County, that's east of Petersburg. Well, time is running out on U-Haul, the once futuristic 1960s sports arena at the University of Virginia. But hundreds of fans took advantage of an offer to grab a little piece of history. WCVE's Haas Spencer has this report from Charlottesville, where hundreds of bricks were handed out on Thursday afternoon.
U-Haul may be standing in the way of progress, but not memories. Here's Amy Pennington.
It's where everything happened. You know, you go to basketball games, to the concert. I graduated here from high school.
Former student Philip Harris.
We camped out here to get in line to get a ticket for the NC State game because Tom Burleson was going to be there, all 7'4" of him.
UVA grad Jim Cecil recalls another 7-footer.
When they were trying to recruit him, and they flew over it in a helicopter, and they had painted on the top of the roof Ralph's house.
NBA Hall of Famer Ralph Sampson will return to his alma mater May 25th to trigger explosives and bring down his house. In Charlottesville, Haas Spencer for WMRA News.
The building has been largely empty since its supplanting a dozen years ago by the John Paul Jones Arena, and it will eventually be the site of other athletic facilities. A chemistry professor at the UVA has identified a possible alternative to addictive pain relievers. While doing his postdoctoral studies, Ken Hsu identified a naturally occurring enzyme. He then developed selective molecules that inhibit the enzyme, and that reduced inflammation. Hsu's research reports that the new treatment relieves pain without the addictive properties of opioids and without gastrointestinal discomfort. The findings were published Thursday in the online journal Cell Chemical Biology. Finally today, for many years, young people in Southside and Southwestern Virginia have been leaving the area after graduating from college, but the talent pipeline in Virginia may be on the verge of changing. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Northern Virginia has the highest levels of education, but that's only one way to look at the data. Spencer Shanholz at the University of Virginia Weldon Cooper Center for Public Service says a closer look at the numbers shows something kind of surprising.
Relative to population, those areas outside of Northern Virginia are producing a considerable, significant amount more degrees and certificates relative to population than the Northern Virginia region.
What happens to all those highly educated people? Traditionally, they've moved to Northern Virginia or other urban areas. But that might be about to change. Shannon Blevins at UVA Wise's Office of Economic Development says lots of people who want to stay in rural Virginia are about to get that chance.
So when you kind of think about rural regions being wired in the whole world of having access to the internet and broadband, it opens up plenty of opportunities that just didn't exist even 10 years ago.
Lots of young people will still head to urban areas, she says, but those people who want to stay Southside and the Southwest will be able to thanks to the expansion of telework and broadband. That means the talent pipeline in Virginia might end up looking radically different 10 years from now. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoy your Friday.